Okay, so welcome back. It's 7 minutes past two. And you've heard me talking about my night out last night. It was absolutely fantastic. So I'm not going to go in any order of merit because the whole absolutely wonderful show, I just got to tell you, I really had a fabulous night out. And I'm going to welcome, in no particular, I'm just going around the table, left to right, Duncan Norvell. A very warm welcome to you, Duncan.
Morning. It was a great show.
7 o'clock, I believe, you actually got to bed, was that right?
Yeah, I'm back in character, I'm all right now. Yeah, chastely, yeah. Nobody did. And had a great time. It was absolutely wonderful working there last night.
But you'd said that you'd not slept all day or something like that?
No, I woke up 1 o'clock on Sunday morning and then caught the car from Barnsley. It's lovely, Barnsley. You've been there. It's not twinned with anybody. It's just got a suicide pact. It could have. I eventually got here, but I was in the afternoon, something like 1 o'clock, and then went to the venue. And that just blew me away when I walked in there and saw that, and then walked on last night at 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. And then went out and enjoyed myself, so I just got up this morning, and, you know, it was a hell of a night, and I just rolled over and tapped PJ, and I said, how did you sleep? It's a very friendly show.
I did notice that. Now, when we talked to...
I actually must say, it's not unusual to be here with anyone.
Duncan, let me just quickly ask you, when we spoke on the telephone before the show, did you not tell me that your parents come here, or you come here, you've got some connections, haven't you?
The mother-in-law and her boyfriend have been coming here for 15, 20 years, and they absolutely adore it, and I can see the charm in the place. I mean, I've been here before, but only for like an hour, and gone to the market down there, you know. And that's when I learnt my first bit of Spanish, you know, choo-choo. And I didn't know what it was, but I just remember somebody putting something in my back and saying, like, buy this, or I saw choo-choo. And and that was that. But they absolutely adore the place, and I can see the charm in it. They're just like a little bit older, but they come here for the last 15 years, and it has got that lovely bit of charm about it.
Have you got the Spanish for chase me off yet?
No, I haven't. No. when they say it to me, I'll probably wonder what it was. But Christine, the owner of the beautiful place, beautiful Benidorm Palace, she'll probably tell me because she's so fluent. Oh, she's been here. How long have you been here, you? Come on, talk.
Too long.
Hello? 30?
Yeah, I came for a week in 1971. It's been a long week.
I was just saying, I just met two lovely firemen.
Did they chase you?
Oh, they did, yeah. Jose and who's B. Jose and who's B.
I'm going to go to Ricky for a second. Ricky, obviously, last night, great success.
Yeah, fabulous.
Oh, brilliant, wasn't it? I'm just going to check your mic level there a little bit.
Okay.
Now, you've also got something to we mustn't forget this, to do with an iPod, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're coming in on Friday. As we arrived at Alicante, someone in front of me had dropped an iPod. And I'm afraid I'm not very IT at all. But one of my mates has got into it, and he's found out it belongs to an Irish family, and that they're from Cork, and that there's a photograph on the iPod, and it's got Foxy John's, as I don't know if it's a pub or a shop. And also there's a big photograph of, like, looks like an extended family with a guy playing an accordion. And then there's photographs of people sort of coming out of university in their cap and gown. And we would love to get it back to these people. So if you know of any Irish family who were over from Cork, the iPod will be at the palace. It will be at the Benidorm Palace, and we would love to retain it to them.
So the thing was, you see, when you did that last night, I wasn't too sure that it was a gag.
No. I mean, they're expensive, them things.
Oh, they are.
£100 or £200, whatever they are. Well, no, and it'll spoil the holiday. But if you get it back, I think it'll make the holiday.
Yeah. Now, obviously, when you were putting the show together, the show has run in Britain for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about the beginnings of the show.
I just want to, after me bypass last year, they said, because I was doing a one-man show, you know, an evening with, And the doctor said, oh, we think that's a bit much. He said, so, you know. So I said, Dorita, I want to do something for you, you know. And so we devised a laughter show. And I just got the best talent in the business to join the show, you know. Mm-hmm. And we found Duncan in a... He was in a home.
No, you met me at Ken Dodson.
No, he wasn't. He was in a home. And we signed him out on day release a few times. And then we met PJ. He was...
in another home.
He was a rep for AA.
He was pushing me around the home. he looks incredible, this man. Yeah. I mean, he's 70. How old are you?
He's 70 next month.
70. And he never snored once last night. I don't know.
How the three of us fitted in that bed, I'll never know.
He is absolutely amazing. 70 years of age.
Well, I thought what was very nice, actually, was the lovely, homely touch of coming on for the final bow with your cup of tea.
That's because I can't have Budweiser anymore.
Yeah.
Older Budweiser.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a shame, you know, Paul normally is here, Paul Melville.
I love it.
He's had to go back to England only today.
Oh, yeah, well, you do when you sign on. You have to go. You go back every month, isn't it? Or every time you want a doctor's note, he's got to go home.
What a wonderful man he is. Yeah. And we met 20-odd years ago when he actually replaced me in a show in The Isle of Man when I lost my father. And he took...
You never found him again, did you?
No. what a game of cards that was. He's up there now, thinking it and taking the lead off the roof. But he's lovely. He was lovely, Paul, and he helped me out of a hell of a time at the time.
Duncan, did you ever do the Hamilton in Birkenhead?
Yes, I did. I worked that with Madeline Bell. That was...
Now, was this the very old one, or there were two, you
see? It was the very old...
The one under the market?
Yes.
Okay.
And I worked with Madeline Bell Blue Mink. Mm-hmm. And she told the best one-liner I've ever heard in my life, because the audience was like, very noisy, and she walked on and she said... she started singing, "Take a Picture with Me," and then she said, "I want it so quiet in here. I want it so quiet before I carry on that you could hear a rat wee on cotton." Now that was the best, and everybody in the room was so shocked. But she was a bit stronger than that, you know. I've used a nice word, but it was like instant quiet, like just like this. And I thought, God, what a line. And I thought, I'll try that at the Working Men's Club next week. And I went on and I went, "Ah, well, it's so quiet in here that you can hear a rat wee on cotton." And they just carried on.
But of course...
At the wrong time, because there's somebody who just shouted "house" before me.
The circuit though has changed, hasn't it?
Funny, Christine.
The circuit has changed, yeah.
The
circuit as it was, at least if you look around Liverpool, where you had the Wookie Hollow and the Shakespeare and...
What was the other one? You know, Allinson's.
Allinson's,
I used to do Jacob's Biscuits. I don't know why I went there. I never got paid there.
Crackers.
Must have been. Jacob's Biscuits and the She Club.
She Club, Tony Coburn's place.
Yeah, I spent a week there one night. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah. You helped to close all them, don't
I did,
you?
Yeah.
You did?
Ernie Mac I worked for.
Yeah, the Montrose.
I've worked for Ernie Mac.
Never.
Yes, I have, yes.
Do you know Bobby Shack as well? Used to be the compere at the Rocky.
Yes, I all this was...
It was only about 3 foot, wasn't it? Mm. Something like that.
Little Bobby Shack.
Yeah, he'd have made a good burglar. His bum had run.
Do you know the... You're talking about one-liners. You're talking about Ernie Mac was a prisoner of war with the Japanese for the whole of the Second World War. 5 years in
was he?
Yeah. And this young reporter got to hear the story, and he went up to Ernie Mac and he said, "Mr. Mac," he said, "is it true that you were the prisoner of the Japanese for 5 years?" And Ernie Mac said, "Yes, that's right, son." And the little cub reporter said, "What was it like?" And Ernie said, "Well, it rained for the first fortnight."
I'm going to come to PJ in a minute. Ricky never really remembers this, but I will remind Ricky. When I first met Ricky, it was years and years before Ricky had his success. It was actually outside the Fazakerly British Legion, where Ricky was the compere, yeah. Hobo Rick.
That's right.
We turned up. We had a duo, and we were trying to get our plug into one side of a double adapter.
Really?
And Ricky might not remember it, but it took a committee meeting.
Oh yeah.
To free up the other side of the double adapter. Again, as I say, Ricky,
Can you remember the bread strike, when the bread strike was on? Can you remember that?
I can, yeah.
I was doing a club at what was then Coronation Club in Newcastle, and I got this agent come in to see me called Bob Depridge, and he used to manage the Crankies and Dustin G and Carl Prince, and is it good about PJ? Who had the hit, She Wears My Ring?
Solomon King, yeah.
You know him, obviously.
Solomon's upstairs now.
I know, yeah. But he was downstairs when I was on about it.
He sang at my wedding, one of them.
Yeah, he still ain't walk up. And I was doing ever so well. This agent come to watch me, and I'm on and I'm doing ever so well. This is like my first spot. All of a sudden, this fella at the back shouts out, "Why, aye, there's a bread van outside selling bread. The whole place cleared in 5 minutes. They were gone." And I'm left on there, and I look round just for the drummer and the, keyboard player. They'd gone outside at all to get some bread. Honestly, true story there.
I remember the bread strike in Liverpool, and it was really serious because all the blokes used to get dressed up in pigeon suits and sit at the pier head for people to throw.
PJ, no, you're catching up on some really wicked humour with this, lad.
I knew that one.
let me ask you about the early days, because you must have felt the warmth in that
bedroom.
No, you must have felt the warmth and sincere warmth of the people that went to see you last night singing those songs again.
He slept in the furnace.
It was great. I think somebody had to get him off stage, you know. it was fantastic. This is the first time I've ever done Spain, and I've played all over the world in 45 years.
It was amazing.
Well, no, look, you were all brilliant last night. It was a brilliant show. But the point really for me as somebody playing somebody's music, it's phenomenal to actually see the person coming back after all these years and singing. And I tell you something, your voice was good last night.
It was, thank you.
Yeah. It was lovely. I mean, you know, everybody around me was joining in, as you probably well and truly saw for yourself. But, I mean, it was just, you had a rapport that those songs immediately, they lit up the whole Benidorm Palace. It was lovely.
Well, it was great. Fantastic. We're going to do it again tonight, and I can't wait to get there.
Yeah. So why is it taking so long for you to come and discover Spain?
Flying. Well,
nobody would hire me. No agent would bring me over.
You see,
you can only go where your manager and your agent send you, and they just never sent me over here during the 60s or anything else. You'd have to ask them.
you turned Vietnam down, didn't you, to go take a show over there?
Yeah, I did. I pissed on the first sergeant's khaki shirt. And they,
did you?
Yeah, khaki shirt, and they sent me straight to the mental test thing.
Good.
I pulled out a six pack there and blew the psychiatrist's mind. And they made me 4F. That means they don't want you in anybody's army.
Jesus Christ, now we're getting serious. No, I was in the army, you know, and I'll never forget that the Sergeant Major called to me and said, "We never saw you at camouflage practice, Duncan." I said, "I know, I'm good, ain't it?"
I've had a phone call.
Can you kill a man? I said, eventually.
I've got a phone call, by the way, came in for you, Duncan. It was the Scots guy from last night. He said he was nothing like Mr. Magoo.
Oh, did he?
Tell him like Papa.
And then he was wonderful. He was. I just don't know. I think he'd just come out for a loaf of bread and he took the wrong turn. He was a bit different, wasn't he, that Scotch guy last night?
I didn't see him.
He had a big plaster on his head. I didn't see that.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
He fell over or something. Right. He got a right white bandage, you know. Mm. I thought, God, if PJ signs that, I'll be amazed.
Now we're going to play Somewhere for a second or two. You've got a dedication, haven't you?
Yes. Chris's mama If you're listening, Joyce, I'd like to dedicate this from you to you. Well, from all of us, including your lovely daughter.
Lovely.
Something like this.
Here we go.
And quiet and an open hand wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, a summer day, a time for us, time together with a time to spare. My hand, and we're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take you there.
The serious side is, of course,
that's the business.
These type of shows have got the right venue. If you look at the palace, it looks fabulous.
Vegas.
How did you feel when you came out onto that stage last night?
I need a pair of brand new roller skates. You got a brand new. It was so big. Mm-hmm. I actually turned around and said, you know, where's the band? I can't see them. Yeah. They're so far behind me. Yeah. It's beautiful. It reminds me of Vegas, although when I was in Vegas, you could spit from one side and hit the airport. I haven't seen Vegas as it is today, and I was in Vegas as a dancer in 1958. I was going with Elvis's girl, Dottie Harmony, and she was a dancer for Harry Richmond, who was the Elvis of the 1920s. Well, he wasn't the Elvis. He was... Elvis 1920s was what's his name? Mammy?
Jolson.
Jolson.
Yeah.
And he was to Jolson, he was Jerry Lee Lewis. Harry Richmond was the second biggest. And she was a dancer for Harry Richmond's sketchbook, and we were playing the El Rancho in Las Vegas. And she just taught me to do the time step in 10 minutes, and I found myself in the chorus line that night. And Vegas was so small in those days. Just unbelievable.
I know when I visited Vegas, the just going down the main street and looking at Treasure Island is just, it's mind-blowing.
But did you
it?
Go down the main street that was in the 50s, which is now...
Where the other overhead bit is?
Where the Sands used to be and all the old places, that's now, I hear, the old main street. Not where all the big Eiffel Towers and everything are.
I've got a call coming. Let me just go to the line, see if it's relevant. You're live on Under Fairly. Who's calling?
Hello, Vince. It's Colin from Matthew and Son.
Hello, Colin.
How come PJ's ended up in my hometown in Evesham in Worcestershire?
Oh, in Evesham?
Yeah, he lives in Evesham now.
Well, I'm not a city boy. I don't like the cities, you know. And I had to live in London because I was doing three plays. I was doing...
This is Postman.
Postman,
by the way. How's it nose so much?
Good rocking tonight.
You're nosy, by the way. You're nosy.
Goodbye. And the Roy Orbison story, and then Elvis again. So I was kept in London for 7 years, and when the plays were over in London, I just wanted to get out of town, so my backing singers lived in Worcestershire.
That's right.
And they took me over to this place called Evesham, and I said, my Lord, it's a little country town. I'm home.
It's beautiful.
So I moved there.
We live here now, but my...
Yeah, we know you do.
Yeah, we know you work in social security as well.
Yeah.
We've got you well marked, mate. Yeah. We're giving you no more information. Get off the line.
Any chance of free tickets tonight, Ricky?
None whatsoever.
Colin, nice for your call. Thanks a lot.
I want to talk to Chris on that.
Okay.
Thanks, Colin. thank you very much, Colin. Are you still there, Colin? Thank you very much.
He's gone.
Go back to Evesham, Colin. Yeah, I'm sure he's your postman because he knows everything.
Well, he might be. Somebody swapped the mailbox last week.
I've got another call coming in. You're live on Under Fairly. Who's calling?
It's Stuart from the Geordie Bar, Benidorm.
Stuart.
From the Geordie Bar, Benidorm.
Okay, Stuart, off you go.
Went to see him last night, PJ Probit, Ricky Thomason, absolute legend. PJ Probit, absolutely brilliant.
You could feel the electricity in that theatre, couldn't you?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. What a wonderful person. And what a show we put on last night, Ricky. Absolutely wonderful. Duncan Norval, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
I like you.
So do I. We'll be in the bar tonight.
I'm going to chase you now.
I'll probably come and see you tonight because I've got 4,000 single records and I've got four of them by PJ Proby. And the ones are tips of your fingers. It's absolutely brilliant, that one.
Ah, God bless you, lad. Lovely, that.
He sung that Maria. I'm totally brilliant. Somewhere, absolutely electric. I'm just buzzing now.
I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Thank you very, very much indeed, young man.
You're an absolute star. You take care, guys.
Cheers, Kev.
All the best, Stuart.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for ringing in. Bye-bye. That was what I was telling you. There was a feeling, the buzz around the atmosphere. It was just absolutely wonderful.
Well, it was memory lane, wasn't it?
Of course. Yeah. Well, the thing you think that makes me laugh is if you look at what goes on in many cases, both here and back in the UK, the grey spend is something that the people are ignoring. There's a lot of people with disposable income; they want to go out and be entertained, but they don't want a lot of what's being given. And it's the 60s revival as big business, you know.
Right. But I think the biggest difference, Vince, is with the Benidorm Palace, is that. Like my wife, for instance, she's seen all the lads working, obviously, but she took a delight in going last night because they dress up.
Yes.
It's one of them occasions, one of them places where you can go.
Absolutely.
You can put your finery on. You have an incredible menu. Put the service is fantastic. There's loads of good acts in Benidorm.
Yeah.
Tons of them. Most of them are English, and that's great. And I know 99% of them. But for a night out, for a special night out, for that birthday, the anniversary, that special occasion, you cannot whack the Benidorm Palace. And we're already now talking about a new show for next year, you know, and it's great. And anyone's welcome except that fella from Evesham.
The postman.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I'm not keen on the Scotch movement.
The dancers make that absolutely show. It makes it a real wonderful show. I think it's easy to forget
dancers
do a really good job.
They are amazing.
We only
actually had half of them last night.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Vince. I think it was 16, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and like, I'd want to see the full stage. I mean, we're gone tomorrow. Tomorrow night, last show, gone. Everybody's gone. But the show there is still.
But I thought, Duncan, Tony Barton was brilliant because we were in the next dressing room to the dancers.
Yeah.
And there was holes in the wall.
I saw them.
And Tony was going to sort of plug them. And then he said, no, if the girls want to look at me, let them.
Let them.
and I thought that was brilliant. No, but I thought that was great, didn't you?
Vince, people are here for a week. You've seen Tony Barton.
And, he's great.
He's amazing. He's just laughter's the best form of comedy, isn't it?
It is. But without blowing our own trumpet, you know, people say, how do you get such an incredible atmosphere? Our atmosphere starts in the dressing room an hour before the show.
Because
someone's making the tea, someone's arguing because someone won't want to play around.
There's a lot of arguments.
Someone's had all the chocolate biscuits. It's an hour before the show starts.
Ricky, you've got two members of your cast. I don't want to let this go by without making sure that they get a mention as well. You mentioned
Pauline,
Tony Barton.
Pauline.
Both did a great job, didn't they?
That's why they're in the show, because they're top of the
profession. I've got another call coming. Let's go to the line. Hello there.
Hello there. I was at the show last night. I'd like to agree with the man before. It was an excellent night.
Who's calling?
It's Liz.
Hello, Liz. And what in particular did you like about the show?
Duncan Norville.
Hello.
He made the night for me.
Lovely.
The rest were excellent, he was fantastic.
Would you have liked to have been chased yourself?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Catch me now. I've had no sleep, honestly. I've had a walk along the beach, met a lifeguard, 8'4" he was, love. He couldn't swim, he could walk out a fairway.
Thanks for your call, Liz.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
There's also, you had an act on, Ricky, with the balloon. Tell us about these
guys. Balloon dancers. They were, one of them was Mr. Universe in 1923, and the other fellow was Mr. Universe.
Mr. Puniverse, did you say?
Yeah, Mr. Puniverse, yeah. And they're two great characters, actually.
Very good.
They're very, very good, and they speak fluent German, obviously. And they do that incredible balance and acting. It's absolutely marvellous.
I'm going to the lines again. Hello there.
Where can I get a vest like Rick?
Oh, Ricky's vest, that was a special, wasn't it? The Airtex vest.
Wasn't it lovely?
That vest.
I'll put you through to Ricky. Okay, it's a fashion note, Ricky.
Yeah, no, listen, I take, like, great care about the way I'm turned out. And Rita's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably couldn't see the back. She's actually mended one or two of them holes.
Why?
And well, she reckons I'll get another 2 years out of that vest.
It'll be on telly next month, won't it? When you record the Christmas special.
Oh, listen, all your listeners, I'm delighted to say we are doing a Christmas special with the Royal Family, and so that vest will be going back to the BBC Props Department.
And you can hand it on to Baby David, can't you?
Well, but it's too small for Baby David. He's 17 now.
Yeah, he is.
And can you remember Ricky back in Liverpool in the early days?
I can.
What do you remember?
Where was you from, kid? Where was you from?
I was born in Rock Ferry, but lived in Morton.
Oh, well, you were posh, you see. You were over the other side.
No, corporation houses.
Oh, well, but you shouldn't be on the show. Switch it off, Vince. Switch it off.
I remember,
there was a lot of people from the Whittle there last night, actually.
Yes, there were, There's a lot of us over here, surprisingly. And you keep hearing people, and you think, I know that accent.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know.
You're on the escape committee, aren't you, Anne?
I am.
I thought you were, yeah.
Whereabouts are you? Are you on one of the sites, or do you got a house here?
No, we live here.
Oh, that's lovely, that kid, isn't it?
It's lovely.
We're just looking for a place for PJ now. He wants to come and move out here.
Oh, well.
So we're looking. Has anyone else there got a cheap house for sale? Get in touch and let us know.
Must have a rocking chair.
Let's go grab a rocking chair and have a veranda.
I'm usually an old girl.
Thanks for your call, Anne.
Bye
bye. Let me quickly ask Christine. Now, Chris, obviously, looking at the size of the venue, how many people actually is the maximum you can have on a show there?
Well, before the smoking ban, of course, we had to block off one of the balconies, and then we used to seat 2,000 easily.
Mm-hmm.
But that balcony has probably reduced it down. But having said that, it's very, very nice up there now, really cosy, and there's a bar up there. And, like the smokers don't feel too segregated.
Do you hire that out for conferences and things as well?
What, the palace itself?
The upstairs... No, the, well, yes, the palace itself.
The palace itself, we do, yeah. We've done a lot of congresses and conferences, political. Not that long ago, the biggest headache of all was Interpol International. And that was over 3 days, and there was, like, 15 heads of state.
And the flowers are always late, aren't they, when they send you flowers?
But the capacity now is probably... this is a nightmare. It really is, honestly. You were in the taxi...
With them. Night, Chris.
You were in the taxi with them, and I've got to go back with them yet. Do you know, I'll never be the same again after this laughter show. I won't. Neither will the palace.
Let me go to the lines. One little call coming in. Who's calling?
Hello, it's only me. I've got a house for sale.
You've got a house for sale?
Yes.
This is Lady Anne.
Yes.
It's Lady Anne up in Pollard, isn't it?
Yes.
And you'd like to sell it to PJ, would you?
Yes, most definitely.
Where does it come with it, baby? Do you come with the house?
No, but I'm doing your loan.
Hell, they're already moved in. They're already moved in. Ducking on the grass. You in the house.
You've got it made, PJ. Yeah.
And me down the palace.
We're going to get you out of here.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Lady, do I need to swap numbers for you?
Yep, definitely. Lord, don't blow it for me, horse.
Thank you. Thank you,
Anne.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, just for a second, I want to get some information while we've got you here, because obviously, Christine, you've got to put these things on, and they've got to be commercially successful, otherwise we don't get the chance to meet you all again like today. So this is obviously the first of a... is it going to be a series, do you think, Christine?
Well, we're certainly talking about it, aren't we?
Yes, we've got a few big names in the pipeline.
That's right. I really do believe that this sort of thing is making a big comeback, and I think now's the time. Mm. People want this now. Right. And having looked round the place last night, I mean, what a wow. And as you say, the atmosphere was...
I got a bigger kick at the end of...
It really was.
I got a bigger kick at the end of the night when literally hundreds of people stood there for photographs and autographs.
That's right.
And they were sensational. And that makes for me... It was great.
It used to be in the old days, isn't it? Everybody seemed to get above themselves and wouldn't, you know, into football stadiums and these big arenas and then wouldn't meet their public. And I do think that that's...
But I think there's a bit more, Christine. I think also that there are a lot of the acts that you see on TV, there's no substance. These guys have been out and worked and learned the business, so you're seeing professional people performing a professional show.
Exactly.
It's a difference, isn't it?
I must say a big thank you to Vanity Fair. They were tremendous.
And
obviously, like, we're restricted to time because obviously the people who work at the palace have got to get home and go home to go to. And see, like, literally, we never even done all our stuff, did we? We don't have a chance to do all our stuff. PJ never done his full programme. I had to cut like two sets out. We don't know what it's going to be tonight. It might be different tonight. I might do the routine about when I went in hospital, which is all true. Duncan might do something else. He might make people laugh for a change. That's the way the show is.
And I might get paid by EMI.
Well, actually, if you are coming tonight, honestly, get there a bit earlier because we've got to get PJ back in the hall by 3.
Yes, I have to be there at least by 3.
PJ, let me ask you...
But can I just tell you this, that a lot of people don't know this, but PJ actually... He not only sings, he actually stains furniture. He doesn't know he's doing it, but it's just...
Look at what I'm sitting on.
Let me go back to the early days, PJ. I've got to ask you about Elvis, haven't I? I mean, we have a link with an extraordinary performer who's lit up the world stage. So what are your memories of Elvis Presley?
Well, I remember him coming over to our house when he was dating my sister, Betty Moores, my stepsister, and Mama fixing chicken dinner for him and everything, and fried chicken, and putting out all the Irish linen and the Irish... napkins and everything. We call it the fineries. And Elvis sitting down and we have a big meal and everything, and he said, ma'am, that was the best chicken dinner I've ever had since I left home. Said, can I be excused from the table now? My mom said, of course you can, Elvis. She said, thank you very much, and picked up the tablecloth and wiped his mouth with it. And my mother almost fainted. Irish linen tablecloth.
I have read in a book, though, that Elvis was the first punk. Now, the reason why I think it was written was that the word punk is supposed to be able to shock people. Is there any truth in that? Did he wear makeup, for example, which I also read?
Tell you the truth, I never got that close. No, he did wear eye makeup off stage, and he dyed his hair. He was a natural blonde. And I just love blondes.
Well, it's funny you say this, because I had Wanda Jackson on the show, and she told me the same story.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you know, when you've got the sort of authenticity, now, a lot of people hear things. A lot of people don't talk to the person that actually has the information. Now, we've got a chance with PJ being here with us to tell us, what was it like in the early days when you went to the studios, and obviously people were all in their infancy? What was it like?
Well, I never went to studios with Elvis. When I was working for him in Hollywood, I'd go in at like 11 in the morning and do the soundtracks. And then at 5 in the afternoon, they'd take the soundtracks up to him. He'd been on the studio floor shooting all day. And then he would learn them and then go back down to radio recorders the next day over on Western and put his own voice on. I've got some of the on my website. I've got some of the songs that I recorded before Elvis recorded them, and then Elvis singing the same songs, so people can hear me singing and Elvis singing the same songs. And the funniest thing is, we used to go out to a place called the Red Vest, and Elvis used to look up these guys and say, "They're trying too hard, man. They're trying too hard." They were all trying to impress him. I thought, you know, if Elvis could have heard me singing these songs, because Elvis never knew that I was recording them, that I was the one that was doing these things, I bet the first thing he'd say about me is, "You're trying too hard, man. You're trying too hard."
Now, you also were in the Hollywood Odd Gals, weren't you?
Yeah.
With Ali Oop.
There's a man in the funny paper we all know.
A good song, that. Yeah. I used to get a lot of the early stuff that was sent to DJs to promote, you know. And at that time, the Hamilton, where Ricky, you remember the Hamilton, yeah, Park, yeah, and Duncan's been there. Yeah. It was a huge disco, you know, as well as. And the funny thing is, you see, at that time, because basically I was doing the DJing as well as beginning me cabaret. I used to get asked to close the disco down because the cabaret was losing customers.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you see, because I didn't really think at the time, because I didn't have to, about the cabaret having to make its money to pay the artists.
That's right.
And, of course, times have changed now. But let me go to the lines. I've got somebody coming in. Okay, you're live on Under Pharaoh. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Vince. It's John from Cavetta Puma.
Hello, John.
Yeah, we were at the show last night, as you know.
Of course I did.
We saw Duncan about 20 years ago at the Talk of the Town in Eccles. Oh, I've got to say, the act last night was even better than what we remembered it. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, he has had 20 years to work on it, yes. I guess.
I'm telling you, it still sounds the same.
Thank you. Absolutely fantastic show last night.
Can I tell Duncan that one of the reasons why you particularly enjoyed it was your wedding anniversary, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
And you'd made a special anniversary. You'd come up to Benidorm, booked into a hotel.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I was lovely to see you both, and I'm really pleased you had a nice night.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Kev.
Thanks for the cast for last night. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
Thank you very much. Lovely lad.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
now, when was it, and I'm going to ask each of you, because, you know, you've been in the business for ages, when was it, do you think, that you changed from working on your act to appreciating the fact that people, like John, are going out because they want to see you? Because there's a little point somewhere in your career when you realise that. I'll go to Duncan first.
Okay. So you're really asking, do I rehearse?
No, we don't. No, we know you don't rehearse. No, no, seriously.
And working on it...
It's hard work making people laugh.
Well, it's the best form of medicine, isn't it?
Of course.
Laughter.
It is.
Unless you're diabetic, then insulin. you'll find that's probably better for you. You grow with an act. I think you grow, whether you're a ventriloquist, a singer, or impressionist. You're always looking for another impression, or you're looking for another gag. Whereas, like PJ's got some wonderful hits to his name, and he'll have his favourite songs apart from the songs he didn't make famous. That he'll put in and he'll add to the show. People like Ricky, he would tell one story, then another story might remind him of another story. So, he'll drop that in my. I just go on and I just enjoy what I do. I've got the format that I've had for 35 years, really. I was just a bit before my time.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, that's something about your act, isn't it?
It's
like events have caught you up. And now, of course...
I mean, 35 years ago, when I used to come on a working man's club and sing in Teddy Bear's Picnic in a white safari suit with my hair all, like, with a perm, the Kevin Keegan perm and a bit of makeup, and then ask somebody to chase me, you can imagine the reaction.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I used to say, all right, I'll come back when you make your mind up. Because they more or less told me to have sex and travel. Yes. So it was like that type of... And I worked through that. I mean, 35 years ago, it wasn't acceptable to be that camp on stage.
Oh yes.
And so like the in the latest, but I've always done it in a nice way. I feel like my character's not in your face at all. I think it's just the way I do it, and it's took me 35 years to.
That's lovely. And of course it's a professional act, which of course everybody can try it on for 5 minutes, but you can keep it going for an hour, which is got to be massively hard work to do.
Vince, I keep it going all day.
I'm puffed out. You've been chasing me around the studio. actually, looking at your other two acts as well, I've got to say, because they're not here, and I'd like to make sure we include them. Yeah. I was very impressed. I've not seen Tony's act, and I thought, you know, because you've got to have a great act to open up, haven't you?
Of course, yeah.
And I thought he picked up so quickly. I thought that his pace was lovely. A lot of his gags were lovely gags.
He was the old school.
Beautiful.
But he was, years and years ago, seriously, he was top of the bill over any of the big names you want to care to mention. Yeah. Him and his brother, known as the Barton Brothers, were top of the bill at the Batley Variety and all
everywhere.
That. And then his brother just decided to up and off to Cyprus, and that's where he lives. So Tony wants to stay in the business. He's developed a nice little act, and he works very cheap. And, and so he's with the laughter.
And that's why he's with us.
Now, Pauline is another story, because Pauline I knew even before she got into the business. Yeah. She was living next door to a guy that I used to go and play my guitar with. Mm-hmm. She came in, popped in, she had a cup of tea, and I had no idea how well she was going to do, because obviously I only knew her just as the neighbour. And then, of course, reading about her, seeing how well she's done and everything, I thought her part of the night, because it's something a little bit different for a lady to go up and deliver the sort of things she was doing.
Well, that's the women getting their own back, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what I mean, when we were devising the show, this is what we'd done. We said, you know, because Duncan has a go at the guys and all like that, and I have a go at everybody. I said, come on, we give the girls a chance here. But Pauline has got a tremendous track record, and she's a fantastic singer, by the way.
She is, isn't she?
I think she's a blues shouter, really. She won't have that. I think she's a tremendous jazz singer. And the thing is, she was, like, I think, the only comedian ever to be on the comedians, when all the big names were with Johnny Ham Show, you know.
Yeah.
And she's a fine, but she's a lovely actress as well. She has her own little theatre in Liverpool, an 80-seater theatre, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a lovely show. I love it. And we're already talking about next year and what changes we're going to make. And we're going to miss Duncan. And
it's been a pleasure, thank you.
Oh dear. Let's go back to PJ for a minute. Now, when.
See what I said to you? It's a nightmare with this lot. I don't know how I'm going to get through the rest of the day.
Oh, listen. This is only the beginning. Now, when you have been used to big backing, you know, orchestral, that sort of thing, have you been able to adapt these days? Because a lot of people found it very difficult to come back to, you know, mini disc backing, that sort of thing. I was talking to a member of the Sid Lawrence duo not a couple of weeks ago.
The one man bands get all.
But have you managed to adapt? Is it something you can still work with now?
Well, I wish that I could afford 16 pieces on the stage like Joe Longthorne does and everything. I just can't find the money, so I have to use a mini disc with the boys, the live boys, because all of my music and all of my hits were from Johnny Scott and Johnny Happ, 150 pieces. So I have to have the mini disc with the strings on it and the horns on it.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got is when you hear the strings and the horns with the band and the boys, that's on mini disc, because I have to fill. I can't sing somewhere, and Maria. Well, I could if I was doing a lounge act. like Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
I could just use a piano, guitar, and bass in a small lounge act. But we, as Chris said, we got, what is it, whole 2,000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2,000 people out there. I got to fill that place with music.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I do, I'll cop out on it. I do use a mini disc.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Louis Vega?
No.
I actually saw him work in one of the hotels in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And he had a good band floor show, but the difference between what you had to do last night to come onto that stage, all of you, I mean, it's a massive, massive stage.
Yeah.
How lonely did you feel? When, you
not
know,
lonely
when you
at all. With a crowd like that, how can you be lonely?
People you say to me, you're nervous. I'm not, because, honest to God, I just loved the business. And what they say is what they get. But can I just come in on something you said there, which is amazing? You've just broke my dream. You mentioned a one-man band.
Yeah.
I was at the market, Sydney Market, the other day, and there was a one-man band busking outside.
Yeah.
And he got arrested. And the policeman said to him, "Are you going to come quietly?"
Nice one.
And before Ricky hired me for this show, I couldn't get arrested.
Christine, do you remember that show we did, I comped it for you? It was with Dennis Lotus, Rosemary Squires, and Eric Delaney?
That's right, yeah.
And I remember, as PJ came out with his cup of tea, I remember we went to try and find Rosemary Squires, and I think she was actually nearly having a little sleep.
Go on, in the dressing room.
Yeah, I think she was, right. Yes, yeah. But, I mean, it just is so lovely to see you guys coming over and doing the business like you've done.
Yeah.
You've made a lot of people very happy, and obviously...
And they've made us very rich.
Yeah.
Made me very poor.
I take my hat off to Christine, because I mean, she took a bit of a gamble here.
She did,
and to be honest with you, I mean, she has worked so hard, I should think, with the advertising and everything. And it's not just the show, but it's all the people. I mean, how many staff have you got in that place? I mean, I've never seen anything like it. All their wages have got to be found each week.
That's right. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, anybody who's over here now, we go tonight, we're finished, and we go. Their show is spectacular. I mean, you was telling me about some guy, Ricky, last night, the trampolinist, or...
Yeah. Oh, incredible. Absolutely.
I'm going tomorrow night. I'm going to go and have a look at the actual show.
Is it Tony Tinito?
Tony Tinito.
He's
unbelievable.
I've got to go to the line. Excuse me a second. Got a call coming. Hello there.
Hi.
Live on...
I'd say that we really enjoyed the show last night.
Lovely. Whereabouts did you...
Never forgive Ricky, you. Are you listening? But not... Playing your... Tell me.
Banjo. Oh, my banjo.
Yeah. Your banjo.
I know. Yeah. They wouldn't let it through customs, love. They wouldn't let me bring it through customs. He thought it was a bomb.
Oh, well, you're forgiven then.
But next time I come over, I'll bring it. Leave your address with Vince, and I'll come up when your fella's out.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Cheers.
I owe you yard.
Bye-bye. Actually, there is a serious point that Duncan brought up, and it is that if people listening, if you want these type of shows to continue, we've got to get the word out. Now, come on, we've talked about the Grace Band out here. There are a lot of expats who basically can support these, but I think they've got to realise these are special nights and they're very different, well constructed. We've got a fabulous show which you've got another chance to see tonight.
Can I just say, Vince, seriously, I don't like being serious very often, but the guy that really helped us last night was the choreographer backstage. He was a South African and he was absolutely unbelievable. He sort of directed
it. He
come a long way there from Johannesburg.
Trip.
Just for one show, and I think that's amazing.
But he is, absolutely.
No, he was wonderful. He's the choreographer, them girls. And I was made up last night because a lot of the dancers there last night were English girls. Mm-hmm. A couple of girls from Devon and stuff like that. And I was thrilled to bits, and that was lovely. Because there they are on a world-class stage, giving a world-class performance, and they're our own.
There were two of them who were from the Villa Sol Panto, apparently.
Well, I didn't want to mention that, but because we all fail the audition.
All right, the obvious question. I know you're going to give me the right answer, but how much then, Duncan? How much have you enjoyed your trip over to here?
I can't really say. I mean, I've got one more night, and last night I got absolutely plastered after the show, and I just got up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks, Christine. But I mean, I just whatever people will say about Benidorm, I should take great memories and back with me. And I've got three more days. I mean, we finished tonight, but I'm stopping for an extra 2 days, and it's lovely.
It is, isn't it?
And I can see the charm. Yeah. I can see the charm in it. But there's entertainment out there non-stop for everybody, you know. And I think, you know, with the state of the country back home and everything else. You know, if you can get out here for a week, please come and enjoy.
I came here
because
basically it's almost like the last chance saloon for the cabaret circuit for me, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's, and as Ricky said, there is some great acts out there.
I think a lot of them I
will know anyway, because I've been in the game 35 years this year. So, and I've got great respect for them, because it can't be easy doing, I mean, we're a little bit lucky because we're working in such a beautiful place, well run, beautiful lighting, beautiful sound, beautiful stage. So, and then there's some out there that are working bars with a little bit of a PA and a minius, but they go on there and they entertain because they have to, and they're as much pro as anybody sat around this table.
That's right.
And I take my hat off to
Can
them.
I just mention one of the forthcoming attractions at the Palace, which I think is going to be sensational? I'm actually coming back for it. They've got a Chinese brass band on. There's 450 in the band, so they're going to sit in the auditorium, and the audience are going to sit on the stage. So book early.
Okay, we've got 1 minute. I've got to make sure. And Ricky, I know you love the place. PJ, come on, tell us what you thought of Benidorm.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I feel like I'm down on Malibu Beach, you know, back in California. I love all this weather and everything. The hotter, the better for me, because I'm from Texas. It's 104 in the shade, and I just love it. I hope that girl does give you the phone number, because I want to move over here. Because you're entirely right. This is the last stand.
Hey, you guys did a great show, and Ricky, well done. It was brilliant.
Thank you very much, kiddo. God bless you and your listeners.
Thanks for coming in. Cheers.
Thank you.
A place for us, somewhere, a place for us.
Okay, your last chance to get there for tonight. Believe me, you will love the show. Absolutely wonderful.
Wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us.
Coming next then is the local and regional news. And then Paul Freeman will be with us. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my lovely guests this afternoon. I've really enjoyed having them here in the studio at OCI. Go to the show. You'll have a fabulous time. Listen to this.
Is brought to you by Cementos Benidorm in Alfaz del Pi, Benidorm and Villajoyosa.
Keep it right there, 94.6 FM. Paul Freeman on the way, and of course the local and the regional news first.